So in your answer to his question, you consider the message of Jesus Christ to be universal? You say yes.
Yes.
As he says, thou shalt not kill.
Yes.
But none of them are following him.
Yeah. I'm bullish. I'm going under the name of Christian.
And he says he lived in our temples, but he's not satisfied with the Christian faith, but he's finding a great deal of satisfaction now living in our temples.
The pastor become Christian. That you're following all the things commandments. Judge not others, lest you be judged.
The second question is, considering that the Bible describes Jesus as the Savior of the people of God, not only of Israel, but of every man saved from sins, does it not minimize his actual position to say that he is simply an avatar? And does it not contradict the teachings of the Bible that he is these? First of all, he says, isn't that minimizing him to say that he's an avatar?
We accept him as avatar. Empowered incarnation of God. That will happen.
Yeah. So it's like any other revealed scripture, the Bible's teachings are absolute, but are they to be understood literally or symbolically? And are they applicable for all men?
Literally, not symbolically.
He says, what's the actual meaning of the sacrifice of the cross, Jesus dying on the cross?
There's no meaning. The people were so rascal that they attempted to kill him. Because he was speaking of God. So we can understand the position of the religion society, how intelligent they are. We have to deal with such respect. When they're speaking about God and the reality, they wanted to kill us. He preached thou shalt not kill, and they killed him first. Now people are advanced. Those doctrines, that is not the answer.
He says, did Jesus die on the cross to redeem all the sins of the world?
This is another sinful talk. Jesus has taken contract for redeeming your sinful actions. That's a plea for the sinners. They will continue acting sinfully, and Christ will take contract to counteract. The most sinful condition. of stopping sinful activity, we are given contact with Jesus Christ completely.
So these people are not actually getting freed of any sin.
Huh?
These people are not actually getting free of their sins unless they stop sinning.
Then what is the use of his preaching? They will continue sinful activity. Jesus Christ will take on sin. How nonsense idea. Do you think it is good idea?
Not a good idea.
Nonsense, rascal. These people should be immediately hanged. Our religion is very good. What is that? We cannot stop acting sinfully. And Christ has taken contract. He said, how does kingdom be? Namna bula papadus. Nama bula. I am chanting Hare Krishna, so no sinful action. It is like that. That means I continue my sinful activity and become a Christian, become a Vaishnava, become a chanter.
Nama Pura.
See where I am answering correct.
Oh, you're answering correctly. He gives a lot of quotations from the Bible, so I'll just read you two of them, and it's very easy to.
What is the use of giving the quotation for? We have to talk. Practical thing.
The only point I was going to bring out was that it's clear how they misread the Bible. Just like one of them says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. But you point out that to believe means to follow his teachings. And that they don't understand. They say, we believe in Jesus, but they don't follow his teachings.
Where is it? Believe. Where is the question of belief?
Right.
As I stick to follow the teaching, there is no question of belief. It is bogus.
Yeah, it's all. His next question is, the essence of Christianism is to believe that Christ is our Savior and Redeemer, but the final test of one's faith in Christ rests upon one's hope that he will come back down to earth from heaven to establish his glory and his realm of justice forever. Is this second advent of his to be taken as a symbolic one, or will he actually come back?
I do not know what does he say.
What does he say?
Yes.
He quotes, And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. In other words, and shall he send his... There's so many statements in the Bible to allude that Christ will come again. Practically, that's the whole basis of the Christian's faith, is they're waiting for that day when Christ will come.
For the time being, you follow what he has said. Rather, you're waiting for him.
Yeah, if you don't follow what he said, then even if he comes, he won't take you. He says, if that happens, that Christ comes back, what will be the position of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his Krishna Kanas movement? That we shall see when he comes. Right. For the time being, the Krishna Kanas movement is here. Next question. What is this? Here's his question. What is this end of the world? Then he says, in your...
You are a disaster. As everything material, your body is there. It is being maintained and it is finished. Even the whole world body is the same way. There is no other way. It is created, it is maintained, and it is finished. Nas. It is called Nas in Sanskrit.
What is that? N-A-S-S? N-A-S-S?
N-A-S-S.
N-A-S. Means?
N-A-S means divasti. Finish. Apokhaya N-A-S.
It says, in your introduction to Bhagavad Gita, you refer to Hinduism, Buddhism, Christianism, and other religious faiths as sectarian designations. But isn't Krishna Kanas just another kind of designation in order not to call it Krishnaism, another ism?
No. That we will have to understand later on.
What is the difference between a pure Christian, or at least a sincere one, and a sincere devotee of Krishna?
No difference. Thank you.
says he read a passage of the Bhavishya Mahapurana, written by Vyasadeva 3,000 years before Christ, foretelling Jesus Christ's presence in the Himalayas in 78 of the Christian era and his meeting with King Shalabhaini. Are there any other prophecies in the Bhavishya Mahapurana or in any other scriptures telling more accurately Jesus Christ's birthday?
Everything is accurate.
Everything is
accurate, yeah.
In that particular Purana? Says he's sorry to take your very precious time, and he prays that you answer all of his questions, which you've done. He thanks you very much for reading this letter and for your expected help. He asks one last question in a P.S., which I think is practically important question. He says, to practically follow Jesus Christ for a sincere searcher of the truth, who does not recognize and accept the external manifestations of the Krishna conscious movement, is it possible to attain love of God? No.
Love of God means God's mercy. If God is pleased, He can do everything. With that pleasure of God can be everything we love. This is called in Sanskrit Kripasiddhi. Perfection out of affection. Now come mercy.
Yeah. He wants to know whether it's possible to attain that affection or love for God.
No, that is not general.
Without taking part in this Krishna conscious movement.
One must follow the regulated principles, refrain from sinful activities. Then it depends on Krishna's mercy. You cannot force him to give you mercy. There is nothing. Mercy is mercy. You have to do your duty, and the mercy depends upon him.
Good answer.
All good news?
Yes. This is a very nice place, Srila Prabhupada.
Nice place. Better than anywhere.
Wherever you are is a tirth. When you're there, it's better than any place. Tirthar Kirvanti Tirthani. Tirthani Kirvanti Tirthani. Where you are is a tirth.
Pita Kurvanti Tirthani. One who keeps Krishna always in the heart. Wherever you go, there is peace. Everywhere Krishna is there. But one who remembers, he is the yogina of the sarvesha. People in Nagu. before. One can do this very easily. Maya. Very easy. The child can do. The harm for the heart which maintaining the body. Know that. What is that business? How to maintain it? What is your hands? How to live comfortably? They do not know. So, what is this? Rather than other,
there is no trouble there. I wanted to know if the Radha-Dhammadhar file is in your Almira.
Which Almira?
The Vrindavan Almira. Kayananda Swami thinks that it's in that Almira, the file.
What is it? Need it?
Not needed, but. Now, do you want me to?
I have arranged with the bank to pay.
Yes, yes.
So, Konika is offering.
Yes. Every day we put a nice photograph that. Photograph that I took many years ago in a frame.
Where it is put?
It is put on the upraised portion where your danda is.
Ah.
Is that all right?
Which room?
In the place where you took rest.
So, open it.
Yes. That is being done.
Yes.
No. Do you want me to try and also get the rental of the room in the Nandagam temple, the old?
Is available?
The room is occupied now.
Yeah. Otherwise, who could have stayed?
I can ask, though, for the future.
If you... Nowadays, nobody... I do not know what is there, but it is available.
Probably you could get it. Someone's probably paying 15 rupees or 20 rupees a month for it.
He's very favorable, Gopal.
Ah.
He has your old telegram receipts. He saves them. Just like a devotee would save anything you write, he has them also.
Did he drop it?
Not about the rooms. I just know him. Because I didn't see the instructions until yesterday.
He formerly offered me that you deposit the name of this gentile. He gave me the seva book. So, that time 10,000 was green for me. So, let him remain as he is doing, but we can do something.
Yeah. Now also...
We can improve by repairing everything.
Yes. Also, we've been distributing books at Radha Dhammadhar.
That is, maybe.
We've been distributing a few Gita Gans a day, a few magazines. To the pilgrims.
Anyway, something is there.
Yes.
An Hindi book.
Yes, Hindi magazine. Hindi.
You have got the bond Hindi books.
Yes, yes. Some of those also. Now also, while I was in Delhi, on the way here, one ex-king approached a devotee about wanting to sell a place to us.
Hmm?
He wanted to sell a house to us, to our institution. One
where?
King.
Where?
It is in Mount Abu. So they referred it to me. I went with the president of Delhi, and I saw the house. Mm. And
Mount Abu between Jaipur and Delhi?
Yeah, between Jaipur and Ahmedabad.
Ahmedabad.
And it's a very high hill station, very clean air. And the house is 63 rooms.
Mm.
63. It's a mansion.
Mm.
And 100 acres.
Mm.
And full of trees and jasmine flowers.
Nice. Nice.
Beautiful.
Scenery.
Heavenly scenery.
Mm.
It's a little bit hard to get to. But there's no place like it. It's, when you go to that...
Ahmedabad, yeah.
Well, Ahmedabad, Vermont.
No.
This car.
Zigzag road.
The zigzag.
Yes.
How long it takes?
By car.
By car from Ahmedabad, because you can take the plane to Ahmedabad.
All through hill only?
No. The hill starts at a place called Abu Road.
Mm.
That takes about an hour by car.
How long to Abu Road?
By Ahmedabad? 2-3 hours.
What is that?
From Ahmedabad to Abu Road, about 2 or 3 hours.
By train?
Train also goes 3 hours.
So, how is that utilized?
Well, I was mostly thinking for your health, if you wanted it.
And not practical.
It is a tourist center, but not a big one.
Not much preaching there.
Not studying. Is that indeed?
No. Actually, my opinion is that it would be a great endeavor to take it, because the house needs also some repair. Although it's in good structural condition, it needs cleaning. But the only advantage is that there's no place left in Kali Yuga like it, because it's such a beautiful mansion, and 100 acres in a lake and in a hill. That's the advantage. The price he didn't say yet, that we would have to negotiate.
No. Not only or others also can see, but
sorry.
If we can utilize,
how would we utilize it?
That is considered. Otherwise, why unnecessarily?
In other words, some other devotees should also
put all the women there.
Where at all?
So, I have this for you, Srila Prabhupada. This is from Alex. For your cars?
Good. Yes, he wanted to pay me. What is the amount?
$4,500. He gave it to me because he trusts me. Then Poland, we're very excited about going. Now there's 6 men, including Lamapati. And in 2 weeks we're meeting in Germany, and we're going to chalk out our preaching program. I think it'll be very good.
Now, the Chinese people.
Yes.
Russians ordering on.
Yes.
There is a prediction. The Russians will be first class atheists.
Mm.
First class theists.
Now they're atheists.
Yes.
They will become first class theists.
Sure.
I think so. There is. They said Dalai Lama.
Sure.
Dalai Lama is become the great Balu. Balu was the guy.
Yes.
He
Yes.
There are so many cases. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is so super extreme that he can turn the whole Russia. That is possible.
Yes.
They are searching after something solid and actual.
Huh.
They are harassed with this so-called Christian religion, Pope, and that is a fact. They do not want anything humble.
Huh.
But when they very critically read our literature, they do.
And they will read it more critically than people who have so much sense gratification.
That they realize.
Yes.
And they have got respect for Indian culture.
Yes.
And because our books are always with reference to the old Sanskrit us.
Huh.
And we are explaining that. They have got natural. Very possible.
There's trade agreements between Poland and India too, now. So we may even be able to open up channels on cultural or trade basis from India, from our side, with Poland, to give us a very established position in those countries.
This dollar has to be deposited in Bank of America. Other banks is not there.
Any bank will convert.
Oh yeah.
I mean, that's what, when anybody comes here, any tourist, they always take green dollars.
Is that?
Yes.
Oh yes, it was done in central bank.
Oh yes. Dollars is easy.
So
I'd like a receipt. Can you make one?
You want a receipt?
Just a cut you one. So, Srila Prabhupada, I'm going to go very soon.
Mm.
Yeah.
So you like this place?
Oh, yes. This is fit for you. Almost. It should even be more greater.
I'm fit for everywhere. With great struggle, we secure this.
Yes. Actually, we've all struggled together. For many years, for so many things. It's only by your grace that we're able to do it.
With now on our prayer going.
Yes, I just like to submit that I don't know what has been said, but my opinion about Akoyananda Swami, that he is a first class devotee. And
therefore I am keeping him.
Yes.
He is not qualified manager, but he is first class devotee and he has no visa problem.
And he also is not duplicitous.
Huh?
He is also not duplicitous.
And no, therefore he has got some special convention. So managerial it is not always possible. But these things require only one man, that he has no visa problem.
Yes.
And at the same time, he works.
I went to the visa department. Mm. I just thought I should go. Mm. And I spoke to one man there. Mm. And I said, why is it that we always have to spend 5 or 6 lakhs going and coming for no use? That we're doing such good work, we could put that 5 or 6 lakhs into India. Mm. He said, what can I do? I am under the law also. Mm. I said, the law is needing some change. He said, your organization already changes the law. He said, you never follow the rules. So I said, that is indicative that the law is not good. So then he said, let us see after the election. But anyway, I spoke to him that this is useless, that we spend 5 or 6 lakhs every year going and coming for no need.
We don't stay out.
No.
They tell us to leave. We leave 1 week later. We're back.
Yes.
I'm glad I can't breathe. The world is misled, bad leaders. We are trying to get to them.
So I don't want to take your precious time too much.
No. Come on, ready. Make some process back. Please. Bring some money. Head down to prison. Bring some money.
I shall do that.
You told the American GBC that you don't mind getting their letters of management when they're sending you $1,000 every week. You'll take the headache for that much.
Anyway, our movement is sublime. Our position is also sublime. Krishna is supplying everything what we need. We have got sublime books, philosophy. Now you arrange meeting from the scientists everywhere.
Mm.
We are our party, Dr. Sarup Damodar and others.
Mm.
They will go and speak scientific way.
So I can do that in the communist countries also?
Oh,
come.
Yes, everywhere.
I'll do it.
Science is for everyone.
Mm.
There is no such thing as communist science. Group plus two equal to four. There is both for the communist and Catholics.
That
because I am communist, I cannot say 2 plus 2 is 5. It is 4. So science means fact.
That theatrical group will also be popular in communist countries.
Huh?
The drama group will also be popular.
Yes, yes, drama group. That is from artistic side.
Yeah.
And from scientific side. And gradually, we are getting Bombay as the headquarters.
Sure.
So, occasionally, some of them, and if possible, tackle this man. Why money should be spent as the
yes, visa.
We are doing community temple that is Indian property.
Yes. No, I think I should go and see a bigger man than him.
At least give permanent residence for 100 men, then you can manage.
Yes. It is a waste of our time. Anyway, Indira is gone, so that will help.
but so one papi is replaced by another papi.
Yes.
If you take power and vice, then
so your health appears all right to me.
Okay. Thank you. Bhavananda Maharaj.
Sure.
He's taking care.
Then he should always be with you.
I'm not there. There is good preacher in Bengal.
He's famous as an avatar there. They said that there's three avatars of the age. Mm. One newspaper report gave reported that there are three avatars of this age. The first one is
Mao Zedong of China.
Mao Zedong of China. And who was the second?
Sachi Sai Baba from the south.
And Bhavananda Goswami of Mayapur. Very
important.
I've seen practically. Even if they don't regard him as an avatar, I was amazed, Prabhupada, that people come and they ask, where's Bhavananda Goswami? And they look everywhere for him, and then they all bow down. He's famous. Simply because he performed strict chaturmas, so many people took notice.
He has descended to give you massage.
Now I think this side is no longer sore. This side?
Yeah. Striking on the bone. So, for an old man, striking on the bone, it's very hard.
Everybody sends their well wishes to you, in Vrindavan and everyone.
And
they all pray for you. They're all well wishing. When they heard you were going to Manipur, one man said, Manipur is saved. He said that.
So, when you are returning?
I will be leaving here tomorrow.
Oh.
Then I'm going to Delhi to get visa from Indian side to Poland because it's better. And then I'll go. So.
Yes, sure.
Thank you very much.
From one very important Hindi scholar. And he is Dr. V.P. Singh, M.A. Hindi, M.A. Sanskrit, Ph.D. Literature. And he's the senior professor and head of the Department of Hindi and Dean of Faculty of Arts of Benares Hindi University. At Benarsi. So he writes about your Hindi Bhagavatam, which has just come out. It gives me great pleasure to review these publications of the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust. Especially, I am appreciating this Hindi edition of the Srimad Bhagavatam, complete with original Sanskrit text, word-for-word synonyms, and a marvelously lucid Hindi translation. In addition, having read thorough portions of the purports, which in my opinion reflect the vast erudition of the genius of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, I am discovering an unequaled body of literature in terms of scholastic quality and devotional impact both. The real meaning of such bhakti literature can only be disclosed by one who is a truly devotee and a saint. The evidence of these qualities in Swami Bhaktivedanta are highly apparent because of his great dedication and success in spreading the message of the Bhagavata all over the world and creating thousands of foreign bhaktas who aptly deserve the title of Vaishnava Brahmana due to their strict practice, devotion, and learning. I am very proud to have the acquaintance of such a saintly devotees of ISKCON who have such an edition of the Srimad Bhagavatam in our library. I have also I have also found the Hindi book Ishupanishad to be of excellent quality. I am hoping that every sincere seeker of truth and higher knowledge will find repose in the books of Swami Bhaktivedanta. Signed, V.P. Singh, Professor and Head of the Department of Hindi, Benares Hindu University.
Very important document.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And bring it wherever you go in there.
Yes. Especially now, the new Prime Minister is emphasizing Hindi literature and the study of the Vedas.
And send him my book.
Oh, yes.
Request in them, introduce this Hindi Bhagavatam to all government officers.
One of our parties have just returned and they have secured many new orders from factories, Raukala Steel Factory in Raukala.
Hindi?
No, Hindi they did not have. They did not have any sample copy. This was done by another party who were in UP.
I spoke to Mr. Rajda on the telephone this morning.
Yes.
So he's already spoken to the Prime Minister about your meeting. And the Prime Minister gladly accepted. So he told him that you weren't able to come to Delhi now. So I told him that he should again speak to him that when he comes to Bombay, he can meet you here. So Mr. Rajda said that there's no difficulty in arranging that and that he would speak to the Prime Minister today.
He wants me to meet there in Delhi.
No. He is going to arrange for the Prime Minister to meet you here in Bombay.
When he comes here.
At Juhu.
At Juhu?
Yeah, here.
So immediately one copy sent to Mr. Rajda.
Now Mr. Rajda is coming tomorrow for one day.
Can let him meet me?
Yes.
Upon him giving some time.
Yes. Then
invite him for prasad.
Yes.
With his associates.
With his associates. He's coming in the morning and leaving in the evening.
So daytime he can take
lunch prasad. Well, see, he's coming because he's a leader in the municipal corporation. And tomorrow they're electing the new mayor. So I was thinking that probably on the way to the airport in the evening, we could invite him to stop here.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he's coming back on the 8th to spend about a week here. But he's very enthusiastic.
Very good. He's a good boy.
He said, I am all out for this movement. I am all out for Swami Prabhupada.
Send him the remark of the
Chief Minister.
Chief Minister.
Yes. He invited me to... Yeah. I will.
Everyone is appreciated. This movement. Everybody is appreciated.
Srila Prabhupada, we saved 25 copies of that Times of India article about the court case in New York. Is there something you want done with those 25 articles?
Some of them should be sent to the municipal chairman from now on.
They should be used by our preachers, because many times we have met persons who have said, oh, I hear you have been thrown out of America. Mm-hmm. A lot of people say that.
We can give you a few.
So yeah. They should be used to show, no, we are bona fide religion.
And also they can be sent to the people who you got help from. I think you have gotten help from some people in Vrindavan, like that municipal.
Men who gave letters.
That they say.
So the people who gave letters.
Well, I mean, say it's due to your letters.
I'm making a blog that will reproduce exactly the article as it appeared in the paper at the head.
Send it as a thank you note to the people.
Yeah, I'm going to send it to all the members.
Yeah.
What about to other people in our India? If you don't have their names, we could have on case. He should actually do it for me.
Yeah. But Prabhupada said that it should be sent to all the parents of the devotees. They could send one original to the Yamashwar.
Srila Prabhupada, Adi Kesh Maharaj has at least, you know, a couple hundred letters from people in, you know, groups in India, from Vrindavan, all over the country. I think I could send him a copy of this article, and he could send a thank you letter along with this article to each of them, thanking them for their help. They'd appreciate it coming from America. The president of the New York Center himself wrote them.
I just returned from Calcutta, and they're expecting you to arrive tomorrow morning by plane.
Where?
In Calcutta.
Why?
Because they said that when you left Calcutta, that you would come back within 2 weeks on April 4th to Calcutta.
Oh, because I got money.
So I told them that as far as I know, there was no plan of your divine grace.
No, because money could come in that center.
Yes.
Otherwise, it was programmed that I could come back. And
Upendra is there. So I told him that he should come. Yeah, Jai Pataki said that the government has approved in principle of the land acquisitions. They would acquire land slowly.
That doesn't matter.
Not all at once. But they would acquire this land, and if they see it's being used nicely, then they will give another. He said he'll be sending you a letter. It's auspicious because this book has just come out, and already there's great appreciation.
Those were not read in the lid.
Yes.
Professional Bhagavad Gita, what do they know? Your Bhagavad Gita. Rasa. Krishna is kissing Radha. That's it. And people take it that it is a sex. Vivekananda has said. This is asking Vivekananda has said. Vaishnava religion is sex. Because they see that it's how he has in the Dhamma, probably. 14 was what?
But now they are finished. They actually never even began. The whole thing was a fake.
All we know is compact, that's how it is. Our temple is there now.
Anyone now?
This certification may be printed in a block letter and kept in our entrance of the Vrindavan temple. This is really.
All right.
Yeah. Is it not?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Can I get a little marble? A block of marble. Yeah.
Similarly, the judgment of High Court, that should be the teacher.
The Chief Justice. Mr.
No, the judgment of
New York.
New York.
Yes.
And respectable gentleman will understand what is this temple, it is not this ordinary.
In Hyderabad, they can do the same. So you're going to get copies made and make a block?
Oh yeah, I'm going to send a man down to
make a block.
Yeah, for print. You mean what kind of block?
Yeah, a printing block.
A printing block, yeah. Because I'm going to send these to all our colleges.
Can you give me a few copies?
Sure. I'll
send them to the temple to me.
So how many copies do you have printed?
Of Hindi Bible time, how many copies do you have?
You have to bring more copies, like 50,000.
Yeah, they're going to sell very quickly.
Gopal has only made soft cover, but the libraries won't take soft cover, so I've asked him to make hardbound also.
Yeah.
Hardbound is it?
Yeah, in America, whatever we make, we always make hardbound for the libraries.
Yeah, yeah. They won't take soft.
Everything. In America, everything we print, we also have to consider special printings for the libraries.
The man at the Sampurnanand Sanskrit Library at BHU, when he saw the Hindi Bhagavatam, he said, I will order 50 sets for our various sub-libraries. He said, this is wonderful. Because the only Hindi Bhagavatam is that Gita press, which is useless. It is no commentary. It is so unattractive.
Prepared by non-devotee.
Yes.
How you can express? Bhaktyam amabhijana. See, without being devotee, who will understand Bhagavatam? It is not saying. Big pandits, they cannot understand Bhagavatam.
In BHU, all the scholars had great eagerness for this Bhagavatam Hindi, because it's the only one.
Never been done before.
No.
No, there's only Gita press.
Very surprising.
That's all.
What about in Bengali? There must be.
No, that is Ravi. They do not know what is Bhagavatam, how they will tell.
Professional
translation is that. Bhagavat Parodiya Bhagavat Asthan. Whose life is Bhagavat, go there and be one. That is the recommendation. That is the order of Parudam Goswami. To ordinary man, what do you understand Bhagavat? Bhagavat is not for ordinary. Paramanin Marsarana, Sadang, Bhakta Bhagavad, Vedana. In the beginning it is said, unless one is Paramahansa, you cannot understand. Paramanin Marsarana.
Papan Moya has taken the boat out. Papan Moya has taken the boat out.
Boat?
The boat in Bengal. The boat program.
Oh, that's right.
But there, Jai Pataka is asking for Bhavananda to come and give extra inspiration.
Or mind and bodily comfort. The breathing should not suffer. This can be done with somebody else. Preaching is our first goal.
Srila Prabhupada, we had decided last night that is when Upendra comes, we sent him a telegram. I'll train him up for a few days.
That's all.
And then...
That is waiting. The calling. You are now popular in Bengal. Avatar.
That's common in Bengal. I was seeing in Bangladesh, many men were bringing this pamphlet saying, oh, this man is the incarnation of Nittai and Gaur. This very man is the incarnation of...
Keep that position. When you meet the lamb's husband, come in, I go.
No, that wasn't referring to myself. They were bringing pamphlets of others.
Oh.
I was trying to point out that it's common to set up some avatar, some man as avatar. They also called us Gornitai in Bangladesh. Myself and Pushta Krishna. Because they never saw white sadhus before in their lives. And because of our light complexion, they referred us to as Gornitai.
So, ask Vendor to come. Let him be trained up.
Kirchhor Gopinath is going to put some of your lectures in English script, Bengali, so I can give lectures. Is that all right? I'll read.
They will be very eager to hear from you, Bengali. Yes. Now Krishna is giving us so much opportunity, big legs, and be steady in our character, in our behavior, in our regulated principles. That is spiritual strength in you. And it will be fully steady. There is no doubt. Krishna Shakti Vinana Vinana. When you draw the spiritual Shakti. That is unlimited. Tesham, Sadadrikanam, Sadadam, Buddhi Jogam, India, Dignity.
Mr. Rajda also mentioned that he wanted to visit the Krishna Balaram temple.
Yes, he was good reception.
Actually, I was thinking, after he comes on the 8th, he's going back again on the 14th.
immediately inform some Vrindavan of Anna. This is very, very well received.
I was thinking that if that unless I go and bring him, he might be too busy with, you know, the political affairs.
Where do you want to go?
Huh?
Where do you want to go?
Well, what I was thinking, if you agree, is to go to Delhi for a few days, and he could introduce me to the pious members of parliament. And then we could organize a whole group, and I could bring them there.
Losing input, go. At least in India, there must be this spiritual institution. The whole world may take advantage. What is this catchment of this civilization? Is that civilization? Here is civilization, Bhagavad Gita. Basic principles of civilization. So India should maintain this. People may not there are so many big universities. Student may go or may not go, but the university must be there. Because there is no student, therefore university closed. No. This is the consciousness institution must be maintained for the benefit of the whole world. Mitra Sanghara was. They do not know how nature shall I go.
These breezes are very nice here. Better than I think in Mayapur. Many breezes.
The sea breeze.
The sea breeze. It's very.
It's not so cool on the lower floors, is it? Where you're staying, is it like this?
Oh, there, no. It's hot. It's very good.
In those houses where you were formerly staying, it is not so like this at all.
Which house?
Your old quarters.
Ah.
You don't get the advantage of the breeze.
No. Sometimes that nasty breeze is coming.
Yeah. That still comes. Every morning at 6 o'clock we wait for that. We were, Gurdas was thinking of writing letters to the municipality, signing it in foreign names, that I am a tourist staying in the hotel and this smell is coming, something should be done. Because they should have a pipe back there instead of a river. One of those big round pipes.
There must be doing something.
Showers, thunder showers have started in Bengal now. So it is not so hot when I was there.
Halloween.
Yes.
Huh?
It wasn't that bad, but it was bad. No.
to get a bank immediately here.
Yeah. Do that first thing in the morning. Mm. Srila yeah. Prabhupada, do you think that you'll be lecturing this evening? Or, I mean, mm-hmm. are people going to be here or at the condo?
I think most people will be at the condo today. Okay. I think we can send out invitations and make publicity for next Sunday.
Should be a big thing, prominent.